Close to 20 years ago, Timothy Hirsch shot and killed his manager at a Pensacola Popeyes restaurant. A jury voted 7-5 to sentence Hirsch to death based on what are called aggravating factors. That's what the U.S. Supreme Court says is unconstitutional.
What this case says is that when a jury makes a finding of fact that could increase the sentence to death, that decision must be separately found by the jury and be unanimous. That way the judge isn't on his or her own making those decisions.
That's Jacksonville lawyer Hank Cox. He says the Supreme Court decision isn't surprising. The High Court already declared in 2002 juries have the sole responsibility for deciding the aggravating factors, those case specifics that warrant execution. It's unclear whether the new ruling will apply retroactively to the hundreds of people on death row.
I'll put it in the words of a senior prosecutor earlier today when he and I were discussing this, where his reaction was, this decision puts Florida's death penalty in limbo until the legislature takes some steps.
One way to do that would be to pass a bill sponsored by Altamont Springs Republican Senator Thad Altman. His measure would require unanimous juries in all death penalty decisions, not just when deciding aggravating circumstances. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.